I said I'm edging alcoholic, but so are you. Maybe not as much as me.
No, maybe
I'd like to
more.
Think it's my job to drink, but it's not.
Should we spread the rumor that you work for 818?
That'd be funny.
Should we like allude to that? Sorry, this is just us. Should we allude to like that's where you were?
What does that get me?
It's just like kind of a diversion and it's funny.
Okay. What's funny is 818 is objectively like bad tequila. They're thriving off of her image.
That's what I would do though. If I was a celebrity, I'd start like a random business that sucked and just put my face on it.
And they do. Mm-hmm. Most of them.
I think I'd do like a... I do like an unnecessary like cosmetics line or something.
Full cosmetics or just like under eye patches?
Like one random product.
I do like, yeah, the little stickers you put over your pimples.
I actually use those.
A picture of my face.
But I don't use the little like stars.
I think that's a trend that I don't love. Like to put them on and then go out with them. I don't like that. I don't like Band-Aids and or stickers on people's skin for that matter. It reminds me of Band-Aids.
That's interesting.
These little stickers, they remind me of Band-Aids and those just gross me out. I can't.
Ew.
Yeah. So to think that like you just have those outside. And people,
yeah. Cause it's like also like hydrochloride patches just like kind of absorb like the liquid from your pimple.
Yeah.
So if you just like think about that too hard, it's like,
well, and it just sits on you. It's like a diaper for your face.
But as someone who loves like going out in public looking ugly, it's like, do I really have any room to be like commenting on people's?
I don't think it makes people ugly. It just grosses me out. That's all. I'm not a fan of the like the trend of it. Yeah, I don't think it makes you any uglier.
You can only pull it off if you're like already hot.
Right. You can pull anything off if you're hot.
I was thinking about this actually. I don't know if this relates, but I sometimes get very jealous of people who I think like perform femininity better than me.
Interesting.
Like those girls who always have their makeup done, who always have a fit, even if they're just going to the grocery store.
You think they're performing?
Who always shave. I don't.
Like, you get mad at them for that?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because I feel like I both can't and don't want to and don't have an interest in it. But then I'm like, oh, well, I wish I was a pretty girl.
Gorgeous, gorgeous girls.
But then I'm not a pretty girl.
You don't think so?
No.
Look at me, my Christian face right
now. I don't
now.
Put enough effort into being a pretty girl. That's
you
what I'm saying.
You literally just beat your face.
But like,
you have stunning makeup on in front of me right now.
But like that's because I'm going to see a pretty girl.
You would do this? No, you've done this every time we've ever gone out.
Well, yeah, if we're going out, but like some girls wear makeup every day.
Right.
And I'm saying that like I wish I could have the stamina to perform the femininity at like a higher frequency.
You simply do not have the stamina.
But I don't have the stamina and I don't care. Like I wish
so
I could.
So if you don't care, why are you caring right now?
I'm caring because
it's funny that you say you don't care because
I wish that I did care.
Okay.
I wish I did care. Because sometimes I'm at work and I'm like, I would rather have the extra 10 minutes to sleep if I'm working at 6:30 versus like wake up earlier and do my makeup. But then when I'm there, I'm like, oh shit, like people are not giving me tips because I'm ugly.
You want to be pretty for pretty privilege is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to be pretty for pretty privilege. And I want people to look at me and think like, oh, that's a pretty girl. I like having like mid privilege is a thing that I know I've talked about a lot. Having the ability to
you
camouflage.
You want to be able to dip into the savings account of pretty.
I want to be able to cash in the benefits.
Sure.
Little bit. I don't know what they are.
Sure. I want to talk about this more, but let's get into the episode.
Hello, everybody. My name's Taylor.
My name is Kaivon.
And welcome back to a new episode of
No Follow-Up Questions. The show where we talk about the booms, the bangs, and the blunders of living through your 20s. A new episode, huh?
A new episode. I don't know why I said that.
That threw me through a loop. I was like, whoa.
Do you ever like talk without really knowing what you're saying?
Every day of my life.
Like sometimes
Have
I'm
you
just
ever
talking.
Listened to this podcast?
Sometimes I'm just talking and I'm thinking about something else.
So true. Sometimes I'll hear exactly what you're saying and it'll pass through me.
Uh-huh.
No response.
I sometimes will say what after somebody says something.
Even though you heard it?
Even though I heard it. And then I process it while they're repeating it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if you sent me this TikTok or if I saw it and thought of you, but it was these two girls that were, they're having like tandem conversations with each other where I would be like, how is your mom? And then you, at the same time, you would be like, oh my God, I went to the grocery store and saw, you will never guess who I saw. Uh-huh. And then I'll say, oh my God, who did you see? And you'll say, oh, my mom is great. It's like two conversations are happening. I do that sometimes.
Yeah. I love to interrupt.
I have such an interesting, expansive mind. It's so capable.
It just can't be contained.
Okay, Miley Cyrus. Let's talk about Pretty Privilege.
Let's talk about Pretty Privilege.
I was asked recently, and I didn't give an answer, but like, why feel the need to dress every day?
Yeah. So that's interesting. That's an interesting distinction between us. I don't feel the need to dress every day.
Sure.
You
I won't wear sweats outside the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I changed before I came here because I was only wearing basketball shorts.
Uh-huh.
My thing is, on the surface, it's like you never know who you're going to meet, or I don't want to be caught in a situation looking bummy and sweaty when I could have looked better. Yesterday, mm-hmm. we all, like, on a whim, me and my boyfriend walked into a restaurant, and immediately I was like, oh, everyone here is dressed kind of nice. There's button downs, nice pants, blah, blah, blah. I'm wearing shorts and I'm like sweating the house right now.
Mm, and you felt
uncomfortable. I felt self-conscious because normally if I was going into that situation, I just wouldn't do that. Mm. I think a little deeper than that is I do understand that when I look nice, mm-hmm. more is allotted to me.
Pretty Privilege.
That.
So, yeah, because
it's easier to get into places. It's easier to stand out or fit in sometimes. It's uh-huh. like, I don't know. I hate the feeling of walking in a place and people looking up at you and then you're just like, oh.
Looking up
right.
at you.
We're just like.
Looking up at you.
We walked into a Chinese restaurant after said restaurant and everyone like, it's looked like everyone stopped talking and then immediately.
Wow. Because both of you are so tall.
Sure. Maybe. Probably mm-hmm. not.
Because you're gay.
I'm gay? I should tell my boyfriend.
Because, well, I'm very confidently like, I actually kind of like realized this recently because like me and my boyfriend will walk into like go get brunch or something. Right. And I will very confidently walk in there like sweatpants.
No, you don't.
No makeup.
Sweatpants?
If it's like a, if it's in this side breakfast, of town? Yeah. If it's just breakfast.
Sweatpants, like, Taylor?
Why are you yelling at me?
Because I don't.
Why are you yelling at me?
You've never worn sweatpants when we've been outside.
Because it's, I know I'm going somewhere with you. That's the thing.
You change the way you dress for me? Be honest right
now. It can get worse. Yeah, I'm not going to go somewhere with you and look like my normal self.
Is that for me or is it because you're next to me?
Because I'm next to you. And also for me.
This is so revelatory.
For you. I don't want you to like think of me as like.
It's not going to change the way I think of you.
Well, because I'm in a comfortable
outfit
right now.
Right.
This is kind of sweats.
I've seen you wear this before. But this is like totally, like, what's the word? Like sporty.
Uh-huh.
Like I'm out on the town doing my errands today. It's that kind of look.
Okay, so this is what you think of that.
When you say sweats, I picture like sleeping sweats. Like I played basketball in middle school sweats. Like
very occasionally, sometimes, but like, yes, I will do that.
Like the girls that wear pajamas to school.
I'm not, no, not
see,
that.
Never that.
Not quite that.
Okay. There are levels to comf, but like,
yeah.
I had this conversation with my coworkers because I work 3 days a week in the office, 2 days from home.
Uh-huh.
And even when I work from home, I will put on not like a fit to dress, but like I could go answer the door and not.
I will answer the door.
Like I could walk down the street and not think twice about what I'm wearing. I wouldn't have to put on a shirt. I'm oftentimes wearing jeans and that's what got my coworkers. I will put on jeans and sit at in my bed. I don't
that's
care.
That's psychotic. No offense. It's not.
Why?
No offense, but that's actually psychotic.
Why?
Because if nobody's seeing the pants,
it's not about what people see. It's how I feel.
Okay, and that's the difference, I think, between because like I don't care how I feel. I don't care how I feel. But then sometimes like
you've never like put on a really nice fit when you on a day where you need to like really do a bunch of shit.
I always feel better when I do look nice.
Right.
Oh, I think that I look nice, but sometimes I don't care enough.
Okay.
Sometimes it's the convenience. Just sometimes I already feel bad, and then I don't feel like going through the effort to become pretty. I just want to be a blob. But then sometimes I'm like, I want to be a pretty girl. And sometimes I think, well, maybe my boyfriend deserves to be dating someone who shaves her armpits more than once a month.
Who cares? Last thing I'll say about femininity and being pretty and blah, blah, blah. Yesterday, it was 2 a.m. I was helping my boyfriend paint his new apartment.
Such a good boy.
God, I'm so good. you're welcome.
I know, you're listening.
No, it was fun. It was a good time. But I was laying on his floor, no furniture. We were just waiting for paint to dry. So I opened good old TikTok. And this girl, she was like, she showed him a picture of, you remember when Ariana Grande was doing Asian face?
Yes.
When they called her Arigato Grande?
Blackface was first, and then it was Asian face. Got it.
And now we're just stealing people's men.
Now she's like Victorian ghostly child face. Now she's white face.
She's appropriating Victorian culture.
Yeah.
Anyway, someone was like, I know this picture, this era of Ariana's was controversial, but like I'm gonna beat this face, like I'm gonna that look hit, and we're gonna recreate it. And she did, but I was watching her do her little steps and makeup, and audibly I was like, if I was a girl, I would fuck it up. Like
you actually really would.
My makeup would be slayed. My shopping as a woman, I'm sure, must be so much easier. Let me finish purely by the quantity, like the amount of clothing there is. Shopping as a man.
Only for skinny people.
Okay.
No, it's the way that every single time I think I'm going into Crossroads to be like, I'm just picking up something. And they say, they turn me away at the door. They say, you are too fat to shop here.
It's a picture of you that says, do not let anyone.
Literally.
That's not true.
No, it's like, but like, that's the feeling.
Yeah.
It's also to the point where like, I'm trying on clothes where the tag says it's several sizes larger than I actually wear, and it is too small. Like they change.
Well, that's just women's clothing.
They change the labels in there. They change the labels to make me feel crazy.
Tana's coming. Get out the label.
I actually think they do it on purpose to like fuck with me.
That's
and like
so funny. Let me finish my thought.
Make me spiral.
I was like, if I was a woman, I would, my face would be beat every day. The outfits would slay. I would still be 6'6", of course.
That's work, though. That's work.
Sorry. And you don't think I would put the time in? You don't think me, Kaivon, would put the time in? Me, I wear jeans to work from home.
Okay, maybe you would. Maybe you would. But you would be a pretty girl. You would be a pretty girl. And I think I am a pretty girl now. I think if I was a man.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
You would get so much puss.
Oh, my God.
Because you can dress how you are now.
Literally.
Let me finish. You can dress how you are now as a woman, Taylor. It's still totally fine. And you still got the man. So, like, why try?
he's about to get wise.
No, because he dresses like you, too.
Do you really think?
You guys.
That siblings are dating.
No, that siblings are dating. You could be related cousin. Like, cousins.
Distant cousins. Like, second cousins.
Brunette white man.
Right.
Let me finish my thought.
Sorry.
So I asked that question to myself where I was like, if I was a woman, I would kill this every day, most days.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, why don't I, like, I don't have to be a woman to wear makeup or to dress the way I want to. But then I really, like, this is all an internal thought now. I was like, no, actually, the way I like to express my own masculinity doesn't dip into wearing makeup. It doesn't dip into wearing a lot of like feminine type clothing. And so I just resolved that like.
What?
Like, it's okay to to be, I don't know where I'm going with this. I was just like, as a woman, I would kill this.
You insisted on making your point. Mm-hmm.
And then didn't have a
and
point.
And had 0 points to make.
And what's your point in saying that?
Okay, just to transition, because I don't know, just like sometimes I just feel ugly. But we recently attended an event.
Yeah.
And we attended Beyonce's Renaissance tour. Right.
Before you deprecate yourself, you ate down.
Huh?
Before you say anything to the negative, which is what I'm guessing you're about to say, you ate down.
Thank you.
Okay.
I really appreciate that. Okay, so just for some backstory on this, I was like, okay, I know that everybody at Beyonce is going to eat. So I had to just like really like dig deep. I went, like I bopped around all the shit. This is why I attended Crossroads. Mm-hmm. I was looking for a silver top and I had in my mind what kind of top I wanted.
Right.
I ended up finding the perfect
It's just your refrigerator.
I end up finding the perfect silver top.
Describe this top to us.
It's kind of like a drapey, like halter.
What's a halter?
It goes around your neck.
But what do you mean?
Like there's straps. The straps don't go over your shoulders. Oh, the straps go around your neck.
It's like a strap that straps behind mm-hmm. your neck. Got it.
And then a strap that is in the back. And it was like kind of like, it's just like heavy, like silver, sparkly.
And it was like flowy in the front?
Yeah, just like, it just draped.
Got it.
Like
How far, was it cropped?
Yeah, a little bit cropped.
Was the back open?
Mm-hmm.
Sex.
It was, I actually purchased it in a, like one of those like scary lingerie stores mm-hmm. that there are a lot of dildos in there, but I just like, you just gotta
don't look power in the eye.
Through. Yeah. You just gotta power through and go to the like weird, like, lingerie section where I found this perfect like silver top mm-hmm. and the cashier was like, are you going to Beyonce? He attacked me. He knew I was buying silver for that purpose only. But like, I really didn't think that I wore that top. It was like a lot more like
you gave mature Kim Possible.
Actually. Yeah.
You had green, like camo colored mm-hmm. cargo pants and mm-hmm. tall
black boots.
Kick me boots, yeah. Step on me, mommy, please.
I had silver, like, sparkle all my makeup.
Ate.
Hair slicked back. I thought that
you
I ate.
You served so severely in the car.
Also,
you attacked me with your sharp looks.
Another thing to just keep in mind, I ate an edible that had been expired for a year and a half. So I got, like, moderately high for, like, an hour mm-hmm. while before the concert started, but then by the time the concert began, no longer high. Mm-hmm. However, while I was moderately high on this expired edible, I recall looking around at all the other people who actually ate, who devoured, who finished their meal, asked for seconds, clean their plate again.
Here's the thing.
And I remarked to Kai.
Yes.
Whenever I think that I slay, mm-hmm. I am achieving maybe like a 1/5 slay.
The point is you are trying to slay. Because if you were a friend that was just like, oh, if I slay, great. But if not, like, at least I'm there. They get what they get kind of friend. I don't know that I, like.
But isn't it worse to try hard and fall short?
But you didn't flop. It was a minute slay.
It was as much slay as like I can achieve.
No.
It was a slay for me.
Okay.
But in the context.
You just have to get comfortable with like having your tits out is all.
That is something. Yeah. It's and the body, we're feeling a little bit uncomfy.
Okay.
Looking back at all the pictures of us, I was like, this is funny, but I cannot believe that like this is how I look. Sorry, I'm like going to cry.
My shirt was sheer.
We ate, but for me, it's just like very a confidence issue.
Okay.
And it's very I simply just like feel like I lack the chip in my brain to aesthetically put shit together and like feel good about
it. But you did. That outfit was good. Very, very on theme. And you looked comfortable. Not in a bad way, but like, were you actually comfortable?
Yeah. Like
that's
I knew.
A win.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, I expected more from our crowd. There was only a few like moments.
Uh-huh.
That first night, I was a little drunk, but because I went on the Friday as well.
Uh-huh.
So many good looks.
Really?
Yes. When our night, when we went there, Noni's look was top tier compared to everyone else.
We went on Beyonce's birthday.
Yeah.
And there's some other people who attended that night.
Are we talking friends or celebrities?
I was talking celebrities.
Okay. Let's just say really quick for context. I need to tell you my perspective. You took an edible beforehand. Mm-hmm. Were done being high before the concert started.
Uh-huh.
I was sitting next to our friend Brittany, who handed me an edible as the concert is starting. And midway through the concert, she's like, excuse me. She's like, I'm up in the clouds, baby boy. And I was like, huh? Who speaks like that? It didn't hit me. And I was like, oh, this must have not worked on me.
This edible ain't shit.
Until we stand up to get out and we're in the middle of a fucking crowd.
That's the worst.
It is the worst. And I'm like, just look forward, Kaifon. Remember to breathe one foot after the other. Do not lose the short people. That's what I kept telling myself.
Aww.
And then I was like, I need one of you to lead. I kept trying to say, please go ahead of me. Because I was afraid I was sprinting.
You tend to sprint. I was trying to be the link between you and people behind me.
Honestly, I was like, if we're walking through the crowd like this, this is me. Literally just floating through.
Uh-huh. You were levitating.
Levitating.
A few inches off the ground.
I was like, walk slow. And then I turned around and I was like, Taylor, am I walking too fast? And you said, honestly, I have never walked faster.
I was actually sprinting. No, it was, I actually hate being high so much. I try to like it.
Okay.
Every once in a while.
Why do we do it? I wanted to be high during the concert, not when I'm trying to exit.
That, a horrible mistiming.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Celebrities attended. Lots of them. Are there any that you want to talk about?
I want to talk about Kylie Jenner and Timothée Chalamet.
I just saw her on the billboard near your house.
Uh-huh. They were spotted making out.
Okay.
At the concert.
What a way to be like, the rumors are true, bitch. Everyone collectively was like, gasp, eye roll. Timothy, go to the corner.
In a way, it makes no sense, but like also in another way, like I get it.
I'm starting to believe that maybe Tim is like fun to be around.
Uh-huh.
And she's the kind of girl that's going to be like laughing at all his jokes and whatnot. And maybe she's just like, I'm going to rock this little boy's world.
Uh-huh.
And what more reason to do it, you know?
But I also saw a tweet that was like, oh, people think like Kylie Jenner isn't intellectual enough for Timothy, but like insert video of Timothy like singing Nicki Minaj at his high school talent show.
I think Tim is very smart. His intellectualness, I feel like, can be performative sometimes.
I'm just saying like Kylie,
do I think he's smarter than her? No.
Like, Kylie could never do Nicki Minaj at her talent show.
No, that's so true.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Do you think she's a successful businesswoman because she herself has the facilities mentally, whatever, around her to like build a company? Or is she just good at paying people? Like, real talk. Do you think how much of it like...
I honestly think delegating is a huge quality of leadership. So probably just that.
Okay.
I don't know. I think she's a very nice person. Sure. I just think she's boring as fuck.
All of them are. Timothy, honestly, in the long line of things that she's done and said, makes a lot of sense.
Sometimes
think about it. Skinny white boys. He's a successful actor. He's not a bad actor.
No.
He plays the perfect, like, malnourished twink. Perfect. He has an interesting face.
Uh-huh.
Whether or not you like it.
He seems fun to be around.
Sure. He seems like the guy in the corner who's just like open mouth laughing at the stupid shit that you say.
I would
and
like
the
to...
skinny white men. You know they put it down.
Don't I know it. Don't I know it.
Well, did you see that meme of him wearing the shirt?
What shirt?
I'm not the stepfather. I'm the father that stepped up.
I just feel like he walks in your house and he goes
to like get married.
No.
No.
Whatever. Just have this. Okay. Maybe it does make sense because she had her babies just to like have a baby. And then.
And
she,
how old is Stormy now?
Stormy.
Old enough to like walk and talk.
Yeah. So I think like you get that out of the way and now she's doing the 20s thing.
Sure.
Makes sense.
Sure. She has the luxury and the wealth to still go out and have fun.
That's and so be true. A good mom. That's so true. Because I'm thinking of like, oh, if I had a baby at 20.
No,
like,
your life would have been drastically
different. It would have changed my life. I wouldn't get to have fun, like, and do fun things, like have a podcast. But but I'm thinking like, well, if you're rich, like you can.
The first thing to go.
If you're rich, like, you can do anything. Like, you can still have your baby and, like, have someone to take care of them all the time. And, like, you can still have your podcast and your billion-dollar skincare line.
Does she have a podcast?
No.
Can you imagine if she had a podcast? What would she talk about?
Hi, guys. It's Kylie. Today, I made a salad and then...
Is
that a chicken?
I think good for them. They were really sucking face. She was PDA. Turned completely around. Like, Beyonce's behind you, hun.
I mean, and the fact that like he, I was zeroed in on Miss Beyonce. She, can we talk? She is a vocalist.
I cried.
Vocalist.
When she ran down the stage to catch up with Miss Diana Ross, and she was just like, thank you so much. She didn't say it on the microphone. We could only see her mouth. Emotional. I was like,
emotional.
I don't want to hear any more discourse about Taylor versus Beyonce ever again.
Why do we have to, like, why can't
Taylor can be her own thing, but as soon as people start putting her in the same context, yeah, it's over for her.
Why can't two queens just maximize their own individual slings?
I think what unfortunately is they are touring at the same time. They are reaching a similar, like, breadth of people, mm-hmm, the amount of people going to their, it's like worldwide breaking records. The difference is people are like, why is Taylor getting all of this coverage and Beyonce isn't? And she's doing what we just saw.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know why, but it's like, it's, but I don't want to hear any more, like, whatever you have to say.
Vocally, I mean, obviously.
The dance numbers, the outfit changes. The ideation, the fact that, like, they're going to do something as soon as this is over, too. Do you see SZA announced a new album?
Really?
For the fall. She did a free concert in New York, brought out Ice Spice, performed two unreleased songs, and said, I'm releasing an album in the fall.
I will be keeping an eye out.
Okay. Did you see the rumor that after Renaissance is going to be one called Baroque?
I actually got chills. What? There's actually...
I wonder what genre that would be.
There's no genre she can't do.
We haven't seen her do country. And ever since someone said that, I was like, imagine a country album.
But I feel like she has stuff that's like...
She's done one
adjacent.
Actual country song from Lemonade.
Like, she can do it.
She could, absolutely. I'm just like, if Beyonce did a country song, there would be blatant racism online. Mm-hmm. And that's the scary part.
But I think, like... We have to, not we as in me, but like we have to reclaim country,
okay,
for the culture.
Well,
because like there are some
bleak the idea country. That country as a genre, as a people, as a whatever the fuck is inherently white is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like the original cowboys were black people,
mm-hmm,
they're indigenous people.
How fucking cool would that? Like, I'm just thinking aesthetically,
the visuals. The outfits,
just
music aside, like the spectacle of it would be amazing. And people have been trying to reclaim. There's a mother-daughter country duo on TikTok that I actually really love. I don't know anything about their music, but I like how they present themselves. It's really cute. I think country as a genre has a lot of room to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the discourse around like old country and then like outlaw country and how it's kind of coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've listened to or got into any of that.
A little bit.
Well, like the Orville Peck or the, mm-hmm, the guy who did the one with the gay people in the videos. What's his name? I'm talking about. Come on. The audience knows who I'm talking about. Thank you,
the audience. Oh my God. Yes.
There's a few artists out and about that are kind of reclaiming what country originally was,
mm-hmm,
which wasn't the gun-toting yeehaw America.
Yeah, it was like
populist. That came after like 9/11, that kind of thing. It was like, so I feel like there is a world where the genre as a whole can be repopularized through a different context.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'd be interesting. Not to say that she's going to, but like, I would listen. I'd give it a try.
I'm, give a little sampling. I mean, I haven't, like, I don't speak of my dark past as a country singer.
Yeah, I think you've brought it up multiple times, actually.
There's some, like, there's some, oh, I love all music except country.
Mm. Is that your sentiment, or is that just, like?
No, it's just when I moved to California, it was, like, very, like, yeah. evident to
country
me.
Country is not super popular here. Mm-mm. There are artists on record saying, like, I just don't have the audience out there. I don't know. Because I did grow up hearing and probably saying that exact sentence. All music yeah. but country. But I also grew up, my grandparents listen to country. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have some knowledge. Country I roots. Line danced in college. What's more country than that? Swinging around with your white besties? That's so country.
The most country you can ever be. Okay, can we talk about the fact that Beyonce made us sing the entirety of Love on Top?
Seven key changes.
I was like...
And then she wanted us to keep going. So I went to the Friday show. Uh-huh. People did a full, like, full scale on the, like, a full octave. Oof. And then she came in. Uh-huh. Back. And she was up there. She was hitting those notes. We could not hack it on Monday. On that mm-hmm. Monday show, people kept going and they were like, okay, pick up the microphone, girl.
I wasn't warmed up and I was like right. at the top of my range and I was like.
And normally the audience would just like, okay, drop it an octave. If you,
but we said.
We were like up there.
Well, this is her birthday. Like, I mean, I'm not going to stop singing.
She tells us to perform. We're going to perform.
Like, I'm literally like, okay, fine. Like, okay,
you're going to embarrass me in front of all my friends, Beyonce.
I mean, I just turn my mic on. Like, shit. Like, give me some throat cup tea. Like, I'm going out there.
I was recording at the start of that and I just put the phone down.
I need to. Oh, man. I got some good videos.
But also, her face after we failed, so funny.
Also, did we actually successfully achieve the mute challenge?
There was one person very loud right in front of us uh-huh. that I was like, are you kidding? But both times, Friday and Monday, the screams didn't happen until the very end. It's like people celebrating prematurely. Mm-hmm. Also, shut the fuck up. What are you doing? But she said, good job yeah. on Monday. So I was like, I'll take it as a win. LA as a whole did not do good in that challenge.
It's like, whatever. It was just simply like too chaotic.
We need to talk about Blue. How do you feel?
I screamed.
You asked me if Blue comes out and I didn't want to tell you. Did you think she was going to be there?
I did think she was going to be there. She's so cute.
She's so cute.
Oh my God.
It girl confirmed.
She's such an it girl. I'm just obsessed with her. She was dancing.
She's like, to think that she's 11 and to look out at 100,000 people, that's scary.
It is so scary.
But seeing
but your mom is up there with you.
From
your
the
mom
start
is there.
Of the tour, literally the world is obsessed with you. You could do no wrong. She's been dancing since she was a kid, too. Mm-hmm. She's been all of her little videos and whatnot.
I think this was so smart of Beyonce. Just like, oh, come up for like a song. Mm-hmm. It's like a mother-daughter like tour. I get to hang
she
out.
She referenced her twins. Did you notice?
Oh, when?
She said, give it up for Les Twins or something like that. She yeah. said, my first, like the first twins that I fell in love with or like my first twins or something like that. Mm. Referencing her roomie and sir, who we've never heard of.
They're literally like, they're in the studio, like they're learning choreo right. for the next tour.
Right. Blue had her renaissance and now the twins are the Baroque.
They're like learning how to ride a horse. Like. They're learning to play the banjo. Like they're just
your manifest. Like watch the video for whatever in the future. It's just made them on a horse.
Please.
And we're gonna eat it up. Gobble gobble.
Literally family band. Great. The family Von Trapp. What else? Beyonce. Oh, okay. So I really confidently thought like, oh, I'm like five seats away from Kai and the rest of the gang.
This is embarrassing.
This is actually really embarrassing.
We bought tickets not on the same order. But we bought them sitting right now, like literally yeah. at the same
so
time.
So we bought the same row and we were mm-hmm. like five seats apart. I'm like, oh, day off, everybody's going to be up and dancing. I'll just ask people to shift over.
Nothing
the first girl I asked, she was like, oh, sure. Second couple was like, no.
Imagine telling someone, hey, you're this close to your friends, but I don't want to move one seat to let you sit with them. That's crazy.
It was actually, and then I was like very taken aback. And then I was like, okay, fine. I just like sat. And the girl next to me was really nice. Yeah. She was by herself and like we ended up vibing. I was like dancing. I was having a good time.
I kept looking over at you and I'm like, Taylor's, she's good.
I'm totally fine. Like I'm not like a, you know, I enjoy myself alone at concerts. But I was just like very taken aback by like the vibe because I feel like if, it was another like group of people. I mean, if somebody asked me, I would have been like, for
one,
sure.
It's one seat. And why do I give a fuck? They would have been moving closer to center. Yeah, your like, seat was better than
why
theirs.
Did I care? But it was just like this girl who had brought her like short man with her. No offense to short people, but he was actually not. He was not serving. He was not giving.
No.
He was like sitting down.
He was her. Ew, fuck off.
He was sitting
like,
down.
Bring your friend with you at that point. Bring the bestie that loves Beyonce. Bringing someone that doesn't love Beyonce to a Beyonce concert. We don't want you there.
And I understand if you don't know every single one of Beyonce's songs,
but you're there to learn. To be there, then come.
And like, not to say even I know every single one of like Beyonce's songs, but like I love Renaissance and I'm also here to fucking party and like I'm here to dance.
I can't imagine spending the amount of money that we spent to sit there and not have a good time.
And don't bring your fucking man if he's going to be like embarrassing and sit the whole time.
That is embarrassing.
If I, for a minute, get the fuck
get
up.
Get the fuck up or go
dance.
Home.
Dance. I hate that. I also hate that because, like, if I'm with somebody and I feel like they're not having fun, I like have less fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, like, I have to make sure they're having fun. So,
God, I went with my boyfriend. So, I went in the work booth on Friday.
Uh huh.
And
just the work booth.
The work booth. The thing is, I was excited to experience VIP once in my life, mm-hmm. right? I was like, I deserve this. I did nothing but
which
got
was more
job.
Fun.
Hours. Okay, there were trade offs.
Yeah.
Ours on Monday, we were center and we were lower. View was better.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my friends. Mm-hmm. I had weed.
Love it.
I loved my outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I was with people that knew the words. On Friday, I got to like skip past all the people, go up in a special elevator, catered. Amazing food, sushi, hummus, other stuff it was like meat I couldn't eat, that kind of stuff. Free drinks, dedicated bartender, right? What else was there that I loved? There were people that, like, it's the first time I've seen my coworkers outside of work, so it was fun.
Interesting.
Not everyone's a Beyonce fan.
Uh-huh.
Yet you're taking the good seat. I'm just like, hey, psst. No, also the booth that we're in, it's like to the, if you're on the stage looking out, it's to the right. And on the 7th floor. So you're really high looking down.
Mm.
So it is a cool vantage point, but it's not the same as being 200 level in the center. We were there. We had good seats.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I got to go with my boyfriend. It was like...
Now, is he a Beyonce fan?
Yes. It was also like he's been to like a festival where she was there. But this is his first dedicated Beyonce.
Special.
Yeah, it was really special.
I can't believe you took your boyfriend to the box... And not me.
You had a ticket. And you would do the same. You would do a two for
and
a
you
check.
You would do a two for a check.
Tell me you wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't? You would bring me over your boyfriend? Well, the thing, mine is a fan.
Right.
Right.
Okay, whatever. Fine. I'm
sorry.
Not going to fight about it. I'm not going to fight. We can talk about it when he comes on the
pod. Have you been bitter this whole time? Oh, yeah. Potential boyfriend pod. If you're listening, hey.
My boyfriend actually better be listening. You have a lot of fucking homework to catch up on. No
we told
offense.
Him he can't be on until he actually listens to the podcast.
It's like, I listened to like a minute. It's okay. It's like, it's fine to have different interests.
Do you guys have different interests?
We have nothing in common. Kind of make a real
My effort. Boyfriend was like, I love that you love all the same things I do. And I was like, I need you to know that I like them because you like them.
I need you to know that I'm being fake so you like me.
I'm not being fake. I'm like... doing my best to find interest in the things that you're interested in because I like you.
My boyfriend's like, I built a spaceship on this video game. And I'm like, oh my God, that's
what video game?
So cool.
Wait, me, you and him went to Synespia. And
okay,
why did we bro out immediately?
Okay, so this is also something funny. We were trying to get like a squad of people to mm-hmm. watch Devil Wears Prada at Synespia, which that movie really holds up, by the way.
It's the first time I've seen it. Amazing.
Amazing. Kai's on a Meryl Streep journey.
I am.
However, like, we really had, like, a bit of a miscommunication fumble with getting tickets. So, by the end of it, it was just me, Kai, and my boyfriend going to see Devil Wears Prada.
I was either going to fifth wheel or I was going to third wheel. There was no way out of it.
But my boyfriend's like, I love this movie. I've seen it a bunch of times. like, okay. But it's because he's obsessed with Anne Hathaway.
Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. Like, that's actually very classy. He also loves Hailey Bieber, which I'm more angry at. I'm like, oh, so you love like a skinny generic bitch. Anyway, Anne Hathaway, I approve of, but just she's amazing in that film. Mm-hmm. Meryl's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Meryl.
Meryl.
First name. Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt.
Stanley Tucci.
Love it.
Asshole, but gay.
Why am I? I'm Stanley Tucci. Straight person appropriating gay culture.
No, you're actually Andrea.
Andrea. I kind of am.
You are.
No, the way that they kept like fat shaming Anne Hathaway for being like 120 pounds.
Kathy Griffin came out.
Kathy Griffin.
And she opened
the show.
She had recovered from lung cancer, but she's like a Muppet.
It was crazy. She did like a little set before the show, and she kept saying, calling her badass Anne Hathaway.
My 600 pound life.
And at first I was like, oh, I'm sure that's funny.
I had no context as to why she was calling her fat. It's like a running thing in the movie.
Yeah.
But in my mind, she's just calling her fat. Which is really funny.
Yeah.
What a weird night.
It was a weird night.
It started raining on us at the end.
I think he was nervous. I think he was nervous.
About what?
Because like, I don't know. Like, I would be nervous to like hang out with my
partner
and their like best friend.
What's funny is I was like, I'm in a third wheel tonight. I had come from somewhere where I was just kind of like fried.
Mm-hmm.
The beach. I was at the beach all day. It was such a long... And the day before, it was just like a lot.
It was a lot.
But I was like, we bought these tickets. I'm excited to see this movie for real. But I was like, I need to get something that I can like hug since you guys are going to be cuddling the whole movie. I brought a full pizza, full cheesy bread, and a full like cinnamon twist.
Why did we devour it?
I needed something to hold that
night. We ate the house down.
And I'd do it again.
Not fat ass Anne Hathaway.
My people. Joe Jonas. So
speaking of people's relationships being on the rocks.
Can you start from the beginning?
So.
Not the whole beginning. The beginning of the breakup.
Okay. I was like, okay, so they met. No, I'm just kidding. So there were kind of like murmurings, rumblings.
Sure.
They were like getting a divorce. But was then,
there? It was allegedly, a shock to me.
But then she like showed up to his concert. Like. Mm. All was well.
One of her most recent pictures is of her at his concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then over Labor Day weekend, the news like officially dropped that they were getting a divorce. Joe had hired a lawyer, had filed the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And then like on Tuesday, I think they both posted like notes up, like we're separating.
Right. And they said it was like an amicable mutual thing.
But since then, there's been a lot of press being like, Joe divorced Sophie because she was a bad mom.
Let's talk about the allegations.
And loves to party.
Yeah. So he said all of this about her being a bad mom, loves to party, not present for the person. Uh-huh. There was the whole Ring app, the Ring camera.
Yeah, apparently he saw something under the Ring camera that this like...
undisclosed final straw that like caused him to go over the edge.
Kind of alluding to like her maybe like cheating
or like saying I'm over him or something
or like abusing their kid. Like it's something. Just something bad.
Cut to the internet's perception of this. There's been a cool turnaround.
Oh, Sophie has like actually said nothing, but everybody's clocking the fact that this bad mom PR campaign is just to make him look good.
Right.
When actually if he had just like simply shut his mouth and stopped talking to TMZ, we would have been just sad.
Right.
Like, oh my God. Like, I actually really bought them as a couple and thought that they were very fun and hot and, like, seemed like they really like loved each
young
other.
Young and cool, like, zero drama. Mm-hmm. They weren't performing their relationship for anybody. It's what it felt like.
Yeah. So, initially, I was very sad.
Right.
Hearing that they were divorcing. I was very, like, oh man, this couple that I really thought was cool, Force. And that's as far as I was going to go with it,
right.
With feelings about it.
Could have died there.
Could have died there, should have died there.
Sure.
But then like this, like, oh, she's a bad mom. She's partying. She's drinking. Like, she's always going out. Like, Joe is being such a good dad. That's all fucking bullshit.
Right.
And people are like smelling the bullshit.
Well, so you sent me a video on TikTok, which actually brings up, it like should have been like an article. It's uh-huh. really good about this whole, like, I don't know what she called it. It was like attack on women and womanhood, but it was like mm-hmm. she used a term in conjunction with feminism that I don't remember what it was. But the whole take is like the trend with girl dinner and the
this, do you know performing what I'm talking about? Domesticity,
huh?
Like domesticity, like
attacking being a woman's quote unquote.
Oh my god, this is back to performing femininity.
Exactly that. Attacking a woman's ability to like take care of their child or like being present in the home, blah, blah, blah. All of these archaic views of what a woman should be are still very, very present now today.
Yeah.
And to say like, oh, a woman doesn't have the capability to prepare a nice home cooked meal because she's only eating crackers and a Tylenol for dinner, mm-hmm. girl dinner, that is somehow an attack on her femininity, or saying a woman is out partying and not being home to take care of her child, attack on her womanhood and her motherhood.
It's yeah, like she's a bad woman. Like a if bad she doesn't woman, do
that. As if her job is to do. Do you know what I mean?
This is literally like actually make this is the way this is coming full circle. The way that I feel like a bad woman for like not looking pretty exactly all the time, that. For like not my for like not having an aesthetic home. Mm-hmm.
As if it's your job as a human being to present yourself as the perfect woman.
When in actuality, I'm like
you
in
can
school,
dress, right?
Having like having a job.
We love an epiphany right at the
having
end of the
episode. Like genuine friendships and relationships. Wow.
Wearing makeup when you want to wear it and not wearing it.
Joe
when you don't
Jonas
wear it.
Wants me to be barefoot and pregnant, making him fucking dinner. No, Joe
probably.
Jonas.
Well, that's the thing that. From that conversation kind of birthed this new phenomenon that instead of girl dinner or like another like quippy way to say something, it's like, this is a good for you girl moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, they're getting a divorce. Good for you girl.
Yeah.
I remember when I think I saw your story and you said, maybe love isn't real. Mm-hmm. You posted like the fuck TMZ, but their mm-hmm. announcement of their divorce. My first reaction out loud, I was like, oh, look it. This is so sad to my boyfriend. And he's like, oh, why? That's what he said. And I was like, oh, because they just had a kid. And he's like, oh, better now than later.
Wow. I was like, very zen.
And from that, I was like, oh, shit. You're yeah. actually so right. Why am I hyping there's some relationship I've never seen? One. Two. Just because they have a kid doesn't mean that they should stay in a loveless marriage.
It's maybe that it's better that they divorce. Are breaking
up. Yeah.
Wow. And also
he,
like
he kicked me in my throat right away. Like
wow. Also the fact they got together when she was like so young, like 19, 20, but then they got married when she was like 23.
Is she younger than him?
I thought significantly.
She was, no, I thought they were the same age. That's
no,
crazy.
She's like 7-ish years younger than him.
I had no idea. How old is Joe Jonas?
He's like mid 30s. She's like 20s.
He's old.
Elderly.
What's funny is Nick Jonas feels a lot older than him.
That's so true. Well, because Priyanka is much older than him.
I love Priyanka.
I want to know more about them.
How I don't care meet. About their relationship. I just love Priyanka.
Yeah.
Have you seen that woman dress?
I kind of feel like she's the boss of him. And but like he
and
loves
I kinda
it.
I love that.
He loves it. Like, oh my God. I bet. Like
I
Joe was like,
that.
Was like, oh, Sophie, like, she said that she can't like watch the kids this weekend because like she's, you know, shooting a new movie. Like, I just hate it. Like, I wish she could be like a good wife. And Nick is like, every morning Priyanka tells me my schedule for the day. She sets out my clothes for me to wear. She tells my driver where to take me. And she tells me what to eat. And like, I love it.
I just like that Sophie's going to survive this and probably come up from this.
Oh, 1,000%.
And that's such a like a nice change on the internet. I also
yes, I love the way that people are supporting her.
Very quickly to change the subject, I like because the U.S. Open is happening right now, and I don't know if you've been following it all, but Coco Gauff.
Yes,
okay, Coco
Gauff.
Yeah, she had the match with the I don't remember the other, her opponent's name, but she's essentially cheating and then being really fucking like victim-y. And she had, Coco had to defend herself to the ref on front of camera. And I was thinking a lot about how, like, if you look back to Serena's career, how she constantly had to defend herself and stand up for herself, but not do it in a way that freaked people out. Mm-hmm. Had to do it and choose her words so carefully so that she didn't come across as the angry black woman. Uh-huh. And how to be one of the best athletes alive, to be 19 years old, Coco Gauff, and to still have to balance all of that just because you're a black woman, just because you're a woman in a male-dominated sport, it's just like such a precarious place. But tennis feels like a place where Serena for sure paved the way, where the audience is primed to have her back. Mm-hmm. And I think it's super special to see that on TV, where she can say like, hey, she can't fucking do that. And you're not going to like waste my time.
Yeah.
Like, she can follow the rules and you can do your fucking job, ref. And the crowd to stand up and support her. And that is really cool.
Because, like, let's talk about all, like, the white male tennis players who, like, fucking throw their rackets right, every exactly. 2 seconds. Well, that's the thing.
If she was a white man, she could get away with murder.
Yeah.
And people would cheer her on for it. But because she is a black woman, regardless of how good she is, she has to perform and be careful what she does and says.
It's not just performing femininity. It's, like, performing respectability. Mm-hmm.
You have to be likable, but still firm and good, but not too, like, threatening. Yeah. Fuck. It's a weird balance. But it is nice to see moments like that where the general, what is the word?
Consensus?
Yeah, is that, like, we've got your back.
She was right, yeah.
Yeah, she was right. Whoa, the name of this episode.
She was right. And she was right.
And I say that all the time.
No, and I think she was fucking right.
Right. Put that on a t-shirt. She was right.
She was right. Wow.
Is there anything else you want to talk about today?
You know what? I think that's a really powerful note to end it on. Mm-hmm. She was believe women. Mm-hmm. And believe women.
Commas are so important. That was so Pinterest core of you. What's the name of the lady in like Home Goods with all of the, she makes all of the like,
oh,
this house is a home, or like, do you know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I simply grew up in
the jar that just says sugar and cookies.
Yeah. That's on me right now. Yes. Millennial core.
Believe women and believe women.
Wait, why has, I that has to be a t-shirt. Whatever. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys like this episode. I hope if you believe women and you support women, subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever podcasts are sold. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Mm-hmm.
You just, the way your cadence and the way you did your, it was Cynthia died for our Cynthia.
But fuck Jonah Hill, right?
No, get therapy, get better, and stop treating women that way. Mm. We don't need to cancel him.
What if I want to? I'm on a rampage.
And that's your prerogative. And because you're a woman, I'll support you in that. All right. Taylor's got to go perform femininity, and I have to go help my boyfriend move. So,
perform masculinity.
So true. Oh my God.
Wow.
The duality in this room. If you enjoyed this episode, thank you so much. Thanks for sharing it with a friend. We really appreciate you. Yeah. You can find all of our past episodes on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get podcasts. You can also find us online on Instagram, TikTok, Threads, all at NoFuckSpot. Why'd you roll your eyes?
I didn't.
We have a website, nofuckspot.com, and an email address, nofuckspot@gmail.com, where you can check in on us, send us a message, a question, advice, query, all of the above.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you.
Hit us up. And on that note, I don't think I have any follow-up questions.
I don't think I have any follow-up questions either.
Bye.